All right. Let's learn. Okay. We're on page 181, Simon Samach Zain Beis, because of Shem Tov from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Hever wouldn't be able to have the Sefer with them now. If it was in Shul, they didn't take it out. So, I hope you're able to see inside. It's not really a Torah from the Baal Shem Tov. It's reporting a koyach that the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh had. Among all of his other koyaches, it's reporting a koyach that the Baal Shem Tov had. So, it's one sentence. Chen kishahaya echad loymed eza mishnah. Haya oimloi ma shiyya la'asad begashmi. When the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh would hear somebody saying over a Mishnah, when somebody was learning a Mishnah, before the Baal Shem Tov, was able to tell the person his future. He was able to tell him, what's going to be in the future. Dafka through the learning of Mishnah. Gashmi, just in his life, what was going to be, what was coming up in his life. Kamaisa Shahaya, like the Maisa that happened. So let's see what this is about. Here there's great mystery, we need to look inside the parish on the bottom. Isabel Medrash Nelam says in the Zohar Kaddish, Zohar Kaddish, and Milas Eicha, Kol inun tanoim. We can look at it in the Hebrew. It's a few lines down in the brackets. Kol oisema tanoim baha amayroim. Shekol ha'olam oimed b'shvilam. The tanoim and amayroim who were holding up the entire world. The whole world was being held up by the tanoim and amayroim. And in their sake, kishahayu oimdem yachad, when they would be together, hayo oimer ish to chavero. The Zohar tells us that one would say to the other, that from the words that came from the lips, the mouth of this Tana, of this Amor who is teaching Torah, was speaking, I'm able to see what's going to be today, later today, tomorrow. And that's what would happen. So you see that going back to the days of the Tanaim and Amoraim, that words would be coming out when they were saying Torah, that from that Torah, the others could discern, would be able to pick up on things that were going to be happening. V'chein Omar Rabbeinu, shekishahaya echad loymeid eze mishnah hayrabbeinu oimer loy mitarach divya hamishnah shahitzi halomi piv. Now here we're not talking about Tanaim and Amoraim. We're talking about Jews, regular chaver, when they'd be saying over a Mishnah, the Baal Shem Tov would hear the words and be able to know my Shiyya La'osid Begashmi. Begashmi is Kamaisi Shahaya. Kamaisi Shahaya. So let's look at the little notes, the notes of the notes on the bottom. Three. Ve'elo holin simin tzadik vav, she yidiyas ha'asidah is mitarchat Torah, that the ability to know what's in the future from learning Torah, mitarchat Torah, ba'a kashe yidbak is atzmai al pnimiyas ruchniyas or ein saif, she b'seich oistiyas ha'Torah. The Baal Shem Tov taught that anybody can do this. Anybody who is able to be medabik himself, to bind himself to the pnimius ruchnius, to the inner ruchnius of the infinite light of Hashem that's contained within the oisius of the Torah. Anybody can do that. But anybody could come to such a madriga. The Baal Shem Tov was experiencing this, and he we don't know what does it mean to be misdabik oneself to the pnimius ruchnius or ein sof shebesaych oisius atar. Anybody that does that is able to see through the oisius of the Torah, like the Urim B'Tumim, is able to see what's going to be happening, what's going to be going on, because everything's in the Torah. For what's this ma'isa? Like it says, k'ma'isa shahaya. What's the ma'isa shahaya? So ha'ma'isa muva b'sefer shivchei bal shem tov. The ma'isa is brought in the sefer shivchei bal shem tov. Omer kuv chaf mi piyah kaisev from the ben paris yosef. V'ani shamati me bal shem tov k'shahaya shemei echad shayna. So the Talmud says, I heard myself from the Baal Shem Tov. When you'd hear a person learning, he would say, B'davka Mishnayis. He was able to hear, Mashiach B'Saif Hashana. He was able to hear things of the future, your coming attractions. Kipam Achas Basi L'Kila Kadisha Brod. The Talmud says, I once came to the city of Brod. I couldn't find Reb Gershon Kitev, the Baal Shem Tov's brother-in-law, the Beisa, in his house. He was away. But while I was there looking, Reb Gershon did show up to his house. And I heard the son of Reb Gershon say to his mother, Avaste Besura Shelokhul Sapakta. So the son of Reb Gershon said to his mother, I'll tell you what I heard. I heard the news that the tax collector, the guy who worked for the pirates, that the tax collector was taken away in iron chains. Was taken away b'shal shaloy shal barzel. Reb Gershon said, his father said, Yisrael Gisi, my brother-in-law Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov, Omar Bishana Ha'avra Shekeniya. I already heard him say that this is what was going to be. He said this already earlier in the year, or last year, he said this. Shekeniya. Kisha Yisi Shaina Mishnayas Achar Tfilah. And Reb Gershon told, when I was saying over Mishnayis after davening, I guess he was learning Mishnayis with the Olam by Mincha Maariv, whatever it was. Kshayisi shenim Mishnayis achar tefila, v'gerasti Mishnah achas, and I said over a Mishnah, v'omli Baal Shem Tov yodea atama gerasta. The Baal Shem Tov said, do you know what you were saying, what you were learning? V'marati yodea ani. I said it. I know the Mishnah. When he said, "Vati shu'oyim neged apshat me haMishnah," I thought that the Baal Shem Tov was maybe arguing with something that I was saying. That he disagreed with the pshat that I was saying in the Mishnah. Va'omeli l'marta shnei dvarim chadashim. The Baal Shem Tov said to me, "You learned two new things. Shnei sonim yesh lecha b'kan. The two people here in this town who hate you." Echad yashlim imcha, one of them is going to make peace with you. Vasheni yelim apala gedayla, the second one is going to take a big hit. Something's going to happen to him. He's going to have a big mapala. V'chein haya. Shev Gershon haya hoylech l'kabbo p'nei anegidim b'yamtiv. Reb Gershon said that's what happened. Then on yamtiv, Reb Gershon went to meet like the leaders, the town leaders. That was the custom, that they would get bring a little bit on Yantiv. And he passed by the house of a person who was an enemy of his, a Sine of his. And the Chosna sent somebody to bring in Reb Gershon because he wanted to be Mithias to Reb Gershon. He wanted to make peace, to have a reconciliation. Sonia Hasheni, and the second enemy of Gershon, was this tax collector, Hamochsen Hanal Shenochal Mapalu, who was taken away in chains to jail, whatever happened to him, happened to him. So this Reb Gershon says, was a, this is the Maaseh Shehaya. Reb Gershon said that the Baal Shem Tov used to hear him. The Baal Shem Tov heard me say of a Mishnah. He was telling me from the Mishnah what would be in the future. Now the question is, does that mean that the Baal Shem Tov could see that, could hear that in a Mishnah that a regular Jew would say over? Because in the Zohar it's talking about Tanoim and Amoraim saying Torah. On the other hand, the Baal Shem Tov is teaching us that there's a koach that one can see. In the Pnimius of the Oisius, if he's medabik himself to the Ruchnius of the Oisius of the learning, then the letters of Torah reveal secrets of the future. So, that's not a din in the person who's saying the Mishnah. It's a din in the Oisius of the Mishnah. But it does seem to be related to how it's coming out of the mouth of the person who's learning. So I don't know. Ubedegel Machne Ephraim, Parshas Bereishis. The Degel Machne Ephraim is a famous piece in Bereishis from the Baal Shem Tov's grandson. V'yar Elokim Es'or Ki Tov V'yavdo. On the pasuk that Hashem saw the light was good, and he separated between the light and the darkness. V'isa b'medrash, and it says in the medrash, and it's in the Gemara Chagiga, when it says ki tov, Hashem saw that the light was good, Chazal say leganzai, to hide, to conceal. It's the hidden light of creation. The Arhagonis from Bereishis. The Gonzai la Tzadikim. And the light was hidden for the Tzadikim. Shemati ma'adoni ovi zekeinin nishmosei eidem. And the Delga Machan Ephraim says, I heard from my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov. Heichan, we've learned this many times. Heichan dignas ha'ahu. When Hashem hid the light, that mysterious light of creation, the light that was shining until the first Motzei Shabbos of creation. For those 36 hours, that light was shining. It corresponds to the 36 candles of Hanukkah and the 36 Mesechtes of Torah Shabbat. Where was that light hidden? So the Degel says, I heard from my grandfather, Hashem has brought Gonzai b'Torah, that the light was hidden in the Torah. L'chein therefore mishtamshim tzadikim b'kol dor v'dor b'orahu. Therefore the tzadikim of every generation are able to use that light. They're able to access that or hagonis, that hidden light. Hainu a'idea Torah. Through their learning of Torah that contains this light. Because without Or HaGonos, like Chazal tells us, the Adam Rishon was able to use the Or HaGonos and to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. So the Tzaddikim were able to see the Or HaGonos in Torah, which is what the Baal Shem Tov was talking about, the Pnimius, the Ruchnius of the Isis. That's the hidden light. So the same way that Adam Rishon was able to see with that light of Bereishis, Misayfa Ilam Vat Sayfa, the Tzaddikim were able to see in the light of Torah, Misayfa Ilam Vat Sayfa, the Argonas of creation. And the Degel then says, Kamoisha Ro Einai Mamish Kamamaisius. The Degel says, I saw with my own eyes. Kamamaisius, a number of times, stories with my grandfather. Kamayushiro ain't I mamish. Mashakosav Ladaidi is a Kenya Manarch of Gesh and Kitavir. Larit Hakadosh Echshiro Isabis Shabbos, the Chustar. For example, the Degel gives an example. Yeah, you have to mute the phone. So this Kamaisha Kosova Daidi is a Kenny Hamanayah of Geshen Kitava. Because my grandfather wrote to my great uncle of Geshen Kitava, who was living in Eretz Yisrael, Laritz Hakadaisha, Echshara Isai Bishabas Bechutzlaritz. But the Baal Shem Tov wrote to Geshen Kitava in a letter, and Degel saw this letter. He wrote that I see that you're not in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Chutzlaritz. Avshur of Geshen Kva Olal Eretz Yisrael, even though of Geshen was in Eretz Yisrael. And it's not like, you know, it's not like now when people can go back and forth so easily. But what is this that he saw, that he said that of Geshen is in Chutzlaritz? Maze also of Chutzlaritz. What is of Geshen in Chutzlaritz? Veheshev lay daidi zakeini begeris shabbos a shabbos also is a gevir bris mila bechutzlaritz. And in the end, the Baal Shem Tov got back a letter from Rabbi Geshen Kitav, from his brother-in-law, saying that taka that shabbos the Baal Shem Tov said, I see that shabbos you're not next to sell. So Rabbi Geshen Kitav wrote back that shabbos he was taka there was a gevir that was making bris mila bechutzlaritz. Must have been right someplace right by one of the shtachim. Right outside of the Gvulus of Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't in London or Paris or New York. It was someplace over there, but it was outside of Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlaritz. The Geshen Kitav was invited to be a moil by the bris that he was making. The Degel Machlech Chaim says there are many other stories. That the paper is too short to contain the stories that I saw from my grandfather like this. That he was able to see from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Call Haya next page, 182. Call Haya Ayde Oisei Ha'or Shenignes B'Tayr. And all of this took place with the Baal Shem Tov's use of that light that's nignes b'Torah, that's hidden in the Torah, the Ohargonas of creation. And there are other tzaddikim that we have, of course, stories like this, and we believe that this is how the tzaddikim are able to help people. One of the greatest Bali Ruach HaKadosh from the Talmud Baal Shem was the Chayzer from Lublin, who was the Chayzer, was able to see in such an open way. And I don't remember who told the story, but one of the Talmidim from the Chayzer said that the Chayzer would see people for many hours, and each one he was telling unbelievable things. And then always it's at different points during the Kabbalah's Kahal, during the time that the Baal Shem Tov was receiving people, and they were coming to him with their problems. So the Chayzer would just tell the Gabbai to send everybody out from the room, and he would lock the door, and the Chayzer would be there for a little bit by himself, for a few minutes, and then he would resume the Kabbalah's call. So, you know, some of the best stories we have are from these Chutzpahdik Gabbai. So how this happened exactly, that the Gabbai was able to see what was going, somebody else was hiding in the room, I don't know. But what it turned out to be was not that the Chayzer was spending a few minutes with Eliyahu HaNavi, but rather he would, during that time, this Gabbai said, the Chayzer would start saying over Mishnah Yisbal Peh. He would start screaming out Mishnah Yisbal Peh. And the Chayzer then said, I know that you're here, come out from the closet, whatever. And he explained to the Gabbai that the ability that he has to see the tikkunim that the Jews need when they come to him is because of the Or HaGonos in Torah, the hidden light of Torah. And it's wearing off during the day. This Or HaGonos, his ability to see it from the Torah that he learns gets weaker over the hours. And he needs and he needs because of that to learn Mishnayos. So we see again that it's very strong in the Mishnayos, this Aragonis. Back inside, with Biur Hazayah from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Tzemach Tzedek writes, Mashakosov Bezayah Hanal, Baraisa Inan Kol Milan de Almadain, that in the Torah, Nimtzayim Kol Divayalam Hazah, that in the Torah one can find everything that's going on in the world. It's in the Torah, it's already written all about the coronavirus, and the Torah is written what the cure is, and exactly who's Lo Aleinu going to leave the world, who's going to have Yeshua, and so on. All of that is already written in the Torah. Everything's in the Torah. Call Divrei Olam Hazeh, but an accurate report, not CNN and NBC, so on. The Torah Nimtzayim Call Divrei Olam Hazeh. So that Tzemach Tzedek explains this. And he says that it seems to me that because Hashem is Baruch, the Rambam says at the beginning of Mishneh Torah that Hashem's knowledge, Hashem's way of knowing is not like a human being's way of knowing. Hashem knows himself. And by knowing himself, he knows everything. A human being is himself, and he knows of things outside of himself. So whatever he studies, whatever he finds out about, he can know. But Hashem's knowledge is knowing himself. We don't understand that, but that's what the Rambam says. That's Yedeyas Atzmai. Yedeyas Kol HaNevroim. Zelufisha Kol HaNevroim Nimshochen. Because everything that exists is from the 10 spheres. Everything is rooted in the 10 spheres. And the 10 spheres, of course, are Mishroshim Kivyokhan, the infinite light of Hashem. And since Hashem and his Chachma are one, Shi Chachmasi is Baruch. The Torah is Hashem's knowing, is Hashem's mind. Since everything is everything is Hashem's knowing himself, and the Torah is Hashem's mind knowing. And Kain Bob Mamashesh Kol Milan Dalma Dain Gamke. So Tzemach Tzedek says, therefore, everything is in the world. Everything that's in the world is in the Torah, is in Hashem's mind. Which is the Inyan of Estaka Kutchabuch Barais to Bar Alma. Hashem gazed into the Torah in his mind. And through that created the world. So all of creation is contained in the Torah, which is Hashem's mind. And that self-knowledge, or whatever that means, is Hashem's knowing of all that exists. And the Tzemach Tzedek brings the Maisya that we just saw from Begeshen Kitav, how the Baal Shem Tov knew from the Mishnah that Begeshen Kitav was learning, the Baal Shem Tov was able to connect to that Yedias Hashem, to that Or of Hashem's knowledge of Torah through the Torah that the Baal Shem Tov heard. He was able to hear the world. He was able to hear creation through the Torah that Reb Gershon Kitever was saying. Again, is it Reb Gershon's Torah, or is it from Stam? Would be even from a regular Yid saying Torah. Does there need to be this combination of tzaddik gazing into the Isis, being able to enter into through Dveikis into Hashem's mind? Is that just dependent upon the tzaddik hearing Torah? Or is it a combination of the tzaddik hearing Torah from a tzaddik? But that combination is a powerful mix that is able to open up such light to the tzaddik. Oid Maisim Shebehem Chazav al Shamta Vesa'asid. There are other stories of times when the Baal Shem Tov looked at the future. And Rameyer and Marinaim and many other svarim. This is found in many places in the Torahs and in the stories of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and other tzaddikim as well. But especially we see this koyach by the Baal Shem Tov. See also very similar description. Put on the light. Let me see this. Tell me this, but well, don't tell me this. Nah, that makes it hard for you. All right.
It's good. If Rebbe likes it, it's good.
It doesn't bother you, the light that the Aragonas?
No, do whatever comfortable for Rebbe.
No, it's perfectly fine, whatever works.
Okay, that's because you're tzaddikim, so Aragonas is okay for the tzaddikim.
Yeah, that's perfect. Beautiful.
It's okay?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't know if it makes it.
Fine.
I'm not
fine,
used to be.
Fine.
Okay, sorry.
It's good. Okay. The Chule Alma is good. Let's go.
Okay. It's good to hear your voices. Okay. So you see this, that even by the, it's not just a Hasidic thing, it's by Tzaddikim. You see, it comes to Simon Aram. But in the, you know, Chaim Volozhiner's introduction, the amazing introduction that Chaim Volozhiner wrote to the Vilna Gaon's parish on the Safed Tznayis, of a section of the Zohar Kodesh. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner describes the Vilna Gaon and how the Vilna Gaon would see also in his Torah from one end of the world to the other. And Reb Chaim Vital in Shivchei Ha'ari also how the Ari HaKodesh with learning, when he was learning. It was always through the Oasis of Torah that the Tzaddikim were able to see Misayif Ha'ilu Mad Sayif Ha'amish, that they're able to see. Okay, we should... What's there to say about such a thing? It's fascinating and it's exciting to see that the tzaddikim have such a koyach. But for me and you, we learn the greatness of the tzaddikim, and we learn to have always more and more respect, not only for the tzaddikim, but for the words of Torah that we're learning that seem to us to be words in a Mishnah that are talking about very, very plain and simple and mundane things, but the Torah, the words of Torah contained within them. Mamish the Aragonas, and when the time will come of Amolah's Deus Hashem Kemayim Elamichas Mechasim, when we'll be worthy, we'll be able to also see from one end of the world to the other end of the world in what we're learning. For now, Halavai we should be able to understand what the mission is saying. Okay, let's continue. Samaches, page 183. We touched upon this in the earlier Torah, upon this mission. In Pirkei Avos in the earlier Torah. Ma ben Talmidov shel Avraham Avinu, the Talmidov shel Bilam HaRasha. But the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos is telling us the difference between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, that's us, and the Talmidim of Bilam HaRasha, that's them. What's the difference between the Talmidim? So before we get to the Baal Shem Tov's explanation, let's look at the Mishnah. Maybe we could see some of the or in the Mishnah. Isa b'Mishnah. Ma ben Talmidav Shalav Mavino. The Talmidav Shabbalam Marasha. Talmidav Shalav Mavino. Oichlin ba'il mazeh. V'noichlin ilam ha'am. So he doesn't bring the whole Mishnah, but he says that if the Mishnah tells us the midas, the difference between the midas, that there's an ayin gvoya, an ayin shiflus and nefesh, an ayin and so on, there are different midas that distinguish between the talmidim of Amavinu, talmidim of Bilam, humility and so on, and ayin toiva and so on. Then the Mishnah tells us the different outcome or what ends up, what's the end of the story of Amavinu's talmidim. And what's the end of the story about with Bilam HaRasha's Talmidim? It says, Talmidim shel Avraham Avinu, oichlin b'olam hazeh v'noichlin olam ha'ab. The Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they enjoy this world. And v'noichlin olam ha'ab, and they inherit the world to come. The Talmidim shel Bilam HaRasha, yarishin gehenim v'yardin l'be'a sha'as. They have a yarish gehenim, even in this world. And v'yard l'be'ashachas, and then in the next world, they go down, all the way down to be'ashachas, to the worst place. Okay, that's the Mishnah. And what's the Kushya Mefursemes? There's a famous Kashya. So he explains, a Kushya Mefursemes, Shai Hevdel ben Talmidi Avraham Avinu, the Talmidi Bilma Rasha, Kranisbar Hetev Elba Mishnah. What the Mefarshim are asking is that the Mishnah said the difference. The Mishnah began with what's the difference between the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu and Talmidim of Bilam Rasha. And then the Mishnah said, I in Tayyiv Ruach Namucha, Nefesh Shreila, and so on, all this stuff. The Talmidim of Shalom Avinu, and I in Ra, Ruach Gevayet, Nefesh Shachava, the Talmidim of Bilam Rasha. So the Mishnah began with the question, what's the difference between the Talmidim? And the Mishnah said, these are the differences between Talmidim and the Midas. So then, what's the Indian to ask again? Ma ben Talmidav, he asks again. Ma ben Talmidav Shalom Avinu, Talmidav Shalom Bilam Rasha. And goes in, then what's going to happen to Talmidav Shalom Avinu is that they're Eichlin, the Eilam Haz, and Eichlin Lahaban. Talmidav Bilam Rasha is Gehenna. Lataris Besigna Shachidish, Arishonim Neuchlim, Schar Vachronim Neuchlim Einish. So what's the keilah of some sort of a new Mishnah, a chiddush? So what's the pshat in the Mishnah? So now inside, ube'er mari rizal. And my Rebbe, the Talmud says, my Rebbe, explain. Ki gam talmidev Avraham Avinu, Yesh lahem midas ruach gavaya. It's a very deep Torah. He says the truth is that the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu also have a ruach gavaya. They also have a ruach gavaya. They also have a nefesh rechava. Ruach gavaya and Nefesh Rechava are not innately evil midas. When those midas of pride, of Ruach Gevoa, Nefesh Rechava, Arachvus HaNefesh, a breitkeit, an openness, and so on, when those midas are in the hands of the Talmidim of Ramavino, so those midas are themselves used in the way of Kedusha and bring a person to Olam Haba. When those same midas are in the hands of the Talmidei Bilam, so then they lead to Gehenna. So there's a chiddush in the Sefer of the Mishnah, but there's a difference in the Reisha and the Sefer. So let's just finish. V'adin ipcha, and not only that. There are Talmidim of Bilam who have Nefesh Shvela, who have humble spirits. But the humble spirit, that Mida, which is in of itself a very, very wonderful and holy Mida, Nefesh Shvela, but when it falls into the hands of a Bilam Dikka person, of a Talmud of Bilam, then the Nefesh Shvela brings a person to feel that he's worthless. He's a nobody. God doesn't love him. He's not able to do anything in his life. He's never done anything in his life. So the Nefesh Shvela, in of itself, is not an evil characteristic. And so it is with all of the Midas. The difference is that the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu, they take all of the Midas, all of these different Midas, Beruchni, and they work on themselves to make themselves to each of these Midas into greater people. The Talmidim of Bilam take all of these Midas, begashmi, in the way of Gashmis. And the Gashmi, it brings them lower and lower, and brings them towards that ultimate end, which is Gehenna. It says, Perish Talmide Avram Avinu, Ayde Ruach Gavoya Vayigba Liba B'darche Hashem. Like the Pasuk says, in the Rayomim, Vayigba Liba B'darche Hashem, that a person's heart, if a person has a Ruach Gavoya, he has such a Ruach of Gavus, a Ruach Gavoya Nefesh Rechavis, Vayigba Liba B'darche Hashem, that one should be fully aware of his own greatness, of his own potential, his capabilities. One should be fully aware of the elokus that's within him. And this should bring him to have a tremendous sense of pride that he is carrying within him a nefesh elokus, and that he has such kaiches. That's v'yigba libo b'darchei Hashem. That his heart becomes lifted, gavoha, high, b'darchei Hashem, in ruchnis. And of course, that means with the belief that everything he has is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ruchnis of this. And when a person has that, so then it's a source of tremendous kedusha. It changes his life here in this world, and it brings him to the mahabba. Again, Perish Talmidei Avraham Avinu Ayde Ruach Gavoya VaYigba Liba B'Darchei Hashem La'asos. Next page, Mitzvos Gedolos. A person who has a Lev Gavoya VaYigba Liba, who has such a heart that is elevated, a Ruach Rechava, a Nefesh Rechava, he does big mitzvahs. He believes that he's capable of doing great things. And he does great things. He believes that he has tremendous, tremendous kairis. And as a result of that, he undertakes tremendous things in his life. V'ilai de nefesh shefala, and when a yid has a nefesh shefala, if a person has a nefesh shefala, hem shefalim b'nei atzmam shalil asas misses. If a person has a nefesh shefala, that is not with Vayigba Liba. He doesn't have the Vayigba Liba. He just has a humble spirit. But it's not just the pure humility of knowing that everything that he has is from Hashem. He just has a shiflus ruach, in other words, he's part of the Beis HaMedrash of Bilam HaRasha. So then, Shalei Lasses Mitzvahs. Then he feels that I can't. Who am I to do mitzvahs? Who am I to change the world? Who am I to learn all of this and so on? It's a nefesh shvela. So there's a resha of the mission and there's a seif of the mission. Let's read the perish. Be'er Marizal, and my Rebbe explained. That the Tana is telling us these two parts of the Mishnah because he's telling us an additional Chiddush, which is encoded into this Mishnah. That even in the Midas, where there seems to be a similarity between the two, between Avraham Avinu's Talmidim and Bilam's Talmidim, that there are similarities. That Avraham Avinu's Talmidim also are also people of a ruach, gavoa, nefesh, rechava, and so on. Lamita shodover kaim hevdel otzim b'neim. The truth is, there's a huge difference between them. And because of that, the Mishnah tells us at the end, that's why, even on the outside, they look similar. Because Jews, the Talmid Avraham and the Talmid Bilam, on the outside have similar characteristics. They're human beings. Human beings have certain midas. But the end of the Mishnah is telling us, yes, but depending upon how one uses these midas, you're either Yerush Elam Haba, you either have a good life life of sweetness and midas tovus in this world, and you're noichel olam haba. And if you're a Bilam type of a person, that you have a miserable life here because these midas destroy your life, and you also go down to Gehenna in the next world. So the end of the mission is telling us that even on the outside, you could find these midas by everybody. Human beings have midas. It's not to saying that only the Jews are great and goyim are bad. Human beings have certain midas. It's a question of how to use them, these midas. And if you're a Talmud of Avraham Avinu, then you've learned how to use these midas to live a better life in this world and to acquire the world to come. But if you're a Talmud of Bilam, whether you're a Jew, you're an Ein Yehudi, but you're a Talmud of Bilam, you know, you're registered in Bilam State, Bilam University, so then those midas that human beings have, but those midas will ruin your life and others in your life, their lives will be ruined by you. And afterwards, it's not good either. Peyush kigam, tamidi Avraham Avinu yesh lahem. Let's have me the same atayvus and nisgaros af midas of ruach gavaya. Shben hem istavim l'chayru l'tamidi bilam arash. Jews, tamidi Avraham Avinu also have midas like this, ruach gavaya and so on. What a dinibcha. And it's the same thing with Benagela, Tamini Bilam Arasha. The Tamilim of Bilam, Dame Yeshlaham, the Tami de Semiros and his cross, Afmidus and Efeshro. They have these characteristics of what? Of humility and so on. And with each of those Midas, each one can be used either in a way of Kedusha, in a way of Ruchni, or in a way of Gashmus. Even the Ein Tov and Ein Ra, each of the Midas that are there, it all depends how you use them. Where the Talmidim of Bilam look like they have the same midas like the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. But the Tanya is telling us in the Mishnah, the Chiluk is how do you use these midas? That there's a tremendous Chiluk with these midas. Bilam's Talmud takes this midah, even a good midah, like a nefesh shvala. But if you're a Bilam Talmud, you take this and you use it begashmi. Yachas lahanos gashmi is Bilam hazeh, just to get more out of this world. Zet toifes ba'atzma bruchni, but Avraham Avinu's Talmud takes it bruchni. Yachas then Yoni Ruchnis for what is Hashem and how to serve Hashem. Perish Oysa Mida Atzmi Chaylu L'Shamish B'Shnei Oifan. The very same Mida can be used in two ways. Talmidei Avraham Avinu the Mishtamshim, next page. The Talmidei Avraham Avinu Mishtamshim Beruach Gavaya. They use pride. The Toelas Ruchonis for spiritual advantage. That they use the ruach gavah for yig beliba b'darche Hashem. Last is mitzvahs gedolos, do big mitzvahs. Learn a lot and daven a lot. Sheilulai ruach gavah yizu hayinim noyim laasayisim yitarach machshava she'em ruim lekach. If they didn't have this v'yig beliba, they would think, who am I to do such a thing? Why would my mitzvah give the Baruch Shalom pleasure? But the Bilam Talmidim use these midas to try to satisfy the taivas of this world. Because a person is a balgaiva, the Bilam guy is a balgaiva, therefore, a person who's like me, such a big knackle like me, I deserve to have everything I want in this world. I deserve to have the billion-dollar home, the perfect, prettiest wife, the best kids. I deserve to have the finest food, the best car. It comes from Gaiva. ruach gevoah, but in gaiva. And the gaiva is used for gashmias, and to indulge more and more and more in taivas that destroy his life in this world, and in mela bring him to Gehenna. And in the midst of humility, of a humble soul, a lowly soul, another, so the Talmid of Mabilam, when it comes to humility, they use that for Ruchnius. Gaiva they use for Gashmius. They're not humble. No, the whole world is coming to me. I have to have this. I deserve the latest computer. I deserve the latest model. The latest model, a girl, some model. I deserve that latest model. That's what I deserve. It's kumsumir. Now, what about the midah of shiflus? What about the midah of humility? A bilim person also has a midah of humility. There, he uses it for ruchnius. How? I mean, it's in gashmius, but he uses it for ruchnius. How? Who am I? I'm a person that I can do mitzvahs. But when it comes to having everything in the world, gashmias, then what? V'yigbali by gaiva. When it comes to ruchnias, nefesh shval. Who am I that I should daven? Who am I that I should learn? Maktinim eserecham. Then they become very humble. Very, very humble. I should do tshuva. The Bashan Bechlau wants a person to do tshuva. No, when it came to doing the Averis, you held that it's come to me. Then you held it's coming to you to do that Averis. Then you wanted, yeah? Then you had a Ruach Gevoa when it came to the Averis. When it comes to doing tshuva, you say, who am I? I've done so many Averis. Why would the Bashan Bechlau be interested in me? Now all of a sudden it doesn't come to you. Well, now all of a sudden you're a nobody. When it came to the Avera, you're somebody. When it came to the Avera, you felt, I deserve this. I should have this. And you did the Avera. Now when it comes to doing tshuva, the feeling is, I'm a nobody. I'm worthless. Why should the Baruch Bechlal care if I do tshuva, I don't die, or work? Why would he accept my tshuva? So now all of a sudden you became a ruach shfala, such a humble person. Now you became an anav. Now, with ruchnius, you're very, very humble. With ruchnius, you're very humble. Maktinim es erkam kadesh loy la'aseis mitzvahs. And you use that midah, he uses the bilim, guy uses the midah of shiflus and of katnas not to do mitzvahs, not to do tshuva, not to accomplish in life. I'm not worthy of this. I'm not worthy. Like it says in footnote 10, Shaimer. The lesson there the told us is Shaimer, man is often because he can't begin to see this. Why I'm some sort of a great person, that I a righteous person, that I'm so chashuv that I could act in the way of chassidus. So he's not mahadran min a mahadran. When it comes to getting the fanciest house and the prettiest girl, then he's mahadran min a mahadran. All the hidurim. It's got to have the prettiest house and the prettiest girlfriend. When it comes to the hidurim, all of the hidurim, every hidur mitzvah, when it comes to gashmius, when it comes to what he wants of this world, gashmius, all the hidurim. But when it comes to an esrog, who am I that I should have a nice esrog? I'm a plain guy, I get a plain esrog. Who am I that I should sit by the Hanukkah candles for half hour? I'm a regular guy. I know I heard it said that they said that the tzaddikim say you should sit by the candles and it's a hush of a thing. That's talking about tzaddikim. I'm just a regular guy. You're just a regular guy. How come you indulge in such hidurim when it comes to everything else in your life? Then you have the biggest hidurim. You're such a ruach gavoa. You're such a yigbaliba. You're such a balgaiva. Then everything in the world is coming to you. You have the fanciest house in the world. It wasn't enough for you to have a plain house. You had to make a wedding for $250,000. You had to have the fanciest thing, the biggest wedding, and the biggest that to show the whole world. But when it comes to doing a mitzvah, nah, who am I? Sofkel sof, who am I? Well, I'm so sort of a big person, I'm a knacker. You're a knacker when it came to the wedding. You're a knacker when it comes to your house. You're a knacker because you wouldn't settle for any girl if it wasn't someone that looked like somebody in the movie that you like. Then you're a knacker. And now all of a sudden when it comes to mitzvahs, oh my, for me, a person like me, it's enough to have a simple Ezra. See, Ezra, I'm getting the oilam ready to buy expensive Israel.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Rebbe.
who am I to get a nice Ezra? Who am I to light a menorah like this and to sit? And who am I to daven a long davening? So tonight it's Friday night, so the chaver were not together in shul. So a person could have an Eish Kodesh Kabbalah Shabbos at home. It's not the same thing. We have to close our eyes and see in our minds all of the chaver. But you could have an Eish Kodesh Friday night tonight also. It doesn't have to be going out to the porch and singing with the black. Which, by the way, I don't go for that stuff personally. I don't go for that stuff. My belief is that when there's a gzera of being inside, then the avoid is to be able to be on fire without the shtick of the block. Not that people like to do that, they like to do that. It's interesting. I had people that never sing in shul, chadaydi, with anything, and they're telling me how it was so moving, they went outside the houses and they sang the chadaydi. That's an emotional, I'm sorry to say, it's a nostalgic, emotional, nice thing. I don't know what it has to do with the chadaydi, because you've been living your whole life in shul Friday night, and the chadaydi, they have to pick up off the floor. Or you're talking to the guy next to you, or you're looking at some Dvar Torah on the paper on the table. Now all of a sudden, so there's no shul, so now you're singing l'chadaydi on the street. Okay, it should be limud tzchus, and I shouldn't be so cynical. I should be nice about it. I don't go for this stuff. If you're an ish pnimi, then you could be b'fnim inside, and your heart is on fire with l'chadaydi between you and the wall of your house. That's what Hashem is saying right now. Between you and the wall of your house, to have a l'chadaydi, an ish kodesh l'chadaydi, inside, to be an ish pnimi. Sof kol sof, that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us now. And a person has to be deaf not to hear it. The Baruch Hu is saying so much, this all these, among all the other things that he's saying. But this is what the loudest thing that he's saying is, must speak in Kolzer. When it comes to being outside, then it's fun to sing a l'chadaydi. When it comes to being inside in your regular Shabbos, or in inside right now in Shabbos, so then that's not exciting, that's not fun. Be an ish pnimi. I mean, you're going to be hearing about this to me over and over and over, because it's mamish in my head. This is such a fire, this inyan of Hashem telling us to be balei ruach. Be balei ruach with our families, with our kids, with ourselves, with our weddings, with our simchas, the way that we eat, with our Pesachs. One doesn't hear the voice of Hashem. For this, one has to be some sort of a ragachover to figure out that in a very simple way Hashem is Baruch, in the clearest way Hashem is Baruch is saying, must speak, to be simple, to be pnimi. When it comes to things of this world, to be simple. When it comes to ruchnius, with all the hidur. When it comes to davening, with all the hidur. When it comes to learning, all the hidur. when it comes to Gashmias, Nefesh Shvala. Have a humble spirit when it comes to Gashmias. Make a humble wedding. Have a humble lunch. Have a humble Shabbos table. Doesn't have to have 25 dips. Have a humble appetite. Have humble needs. Those are the Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. It's the same midas. It's a shaila what you use them for. Avraham Avinu's Talmidim use all of those midas to serve Hashem and get closer to Hashem. So the Vayig Balibo is to get a beautiful Esrei, to have a beautiful davening. The Nefesh Shefala, a humble spirit, is when it comes to, I don't have to have all of these things. It's, who am I that I should have the most expensive house, the most expensive wedding, the most expensive foods? Who am I that I should, what do I need this for? Who am I? The Talmidim of Bilam is everything is v'nahafaychu. V'nahafaychu. Chaver, maybe learn this Torah from the Baal Shem. I know the first one is exciting to say over to the kids, the grandchildren, if you're zeicha to have them with you, to say over how the Baal Shem would see the future. We don't really understand that. But this Torah from the Baal Shem is telling us how we should look at the present. And this one we should say over tonight by the Shabbos table, to learn it over good, what the Baal Shem is saying. No, what am I going to say? If I start to talk about how much I miss you, I'm going to cry. It's time to daven.